You're listening to Eurovision Weekly. Listen live on Belfield FM, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Or listen whenever, wherever you get your podcasts.
Eurovision Weekly.
Hello and welcome back to Eurovision Weekly.
Woo! Singing the intro. Sorry. As well.
I thought it was still going, so just humming along, so I love that. It's a little back.
I know, it's really just like, you're listening to Eurovision Weekly.
We're about miming it as well.
Well, welcome back to the show.
Sorry, I'm still going at it. Anyways, welcome back to, is it week three of 2022?
Yeah, God, flying by.
Oh my God. I know, this the fact that it's like midterms coming up soon, like all my midterm exams are next
week. Oh my God,
don't
say that.
I'm just like,
stressed.
But here I am.
Surviving.
Surviving and thriving. So this week is another themed week. It's very cool. We're going to discuss how people actually get into the Eurovision. Like, we all love these Eurovision songs, but where do they come from? How do people decide what songs could represent each year? One of the main ones is national finals. A lot of countries have them. This year is, like, how many were we saying earlier?
I think it's like 35, but that could be wrong. But off the top of my head, I believe it's like 35 this year.
That's a lot of national finals. Like, usually countries will just pick someone, or like, we're talking about this. Like, it's just like a random kind of thing, or like some artist will come
internal selection would be like how people would describe it as. But it's usually, a lot of them would do national finals. Like, of course, I think the main one people talk about is Melody Festivalen, which is obviously Sweden. That's been going on for a couple of years. But even, you know, like Melody Grand Prix, which is Norway's selection, like that's been coming up in the ranks this year or over the last couple of years. So
And we've had our first one in a good while since...
Yeah, since 2015. We tend to call it like Eurosong, but it's like within the Late Late Show.
You get it.
But yeah, so that's national finals. But of course, this Saturday is a very, very big day because I think there's like six or seven national finals this Saturday. And Eurovision fans would typically call this like Super Saturday because you're trying to find like VPNs for all different countries, and you have like seven screens set up trying to watch one national final. Then
you look
one
like a hacker when you really just listen to Eurovision songs.
Just trying to keep up with it all. But that is, so Super Saturday is this week, and there are six national finals happening. They are Poland, Croatia, Malta. We also have Slovenia, San Marino, and also Slovenia as well.
Slovenia, yeah. So San Marino and Slovenia, we couldn't actually get their songs. They only had the live versions.
Yeah, as San Marino is, you know, Eurovision fans will know, San Marino is so chaotic as this. So I don't even know how that is working out. But
yeah, can't wait to see, honestly.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Absolutely crazy. But so we will be previewing some of the songs anyway, but... of course, there are many ways for you to get in touch with us, as usual. If you want to get us on Instagram, at Eurovision Weekly, you can email us, eurovisionweekly@gmail.com, and you can email, or I'm messing this up. I get it right every week. And then on Twitter, you can get us at EuroWeeklyUCD, as usual. Also, if you want to voice note us as well.
Yes, of course.
And we'll play it out, obviously, like... Don't say anything too bad. Just give us your opinion and say hello or whatever it is. But we'd love more like interactions from you.
Definitely, so
do that. But will we kick it off anyway?
Yes, I'm very excited. This is actually my first year where I actually listened to national finals and stuff. Like, I was talking to Connor. Like, I usually just, you know, I'll listen to semi-final and then, like, you know, the grand final, obviously. But then this year, Connor sent me Norway's one, like, weeks ago. He's like, this year is your national final, you're Ava. You can listen to them all. So it's been great fun. I love it because there's so much more songs to obviously listen to and stuff.
And I think you, especially if your favourite wins, you also like build up a real like momentum for it when it actually heads to the contest. And then if that favourite doesn't win, you can also take it out on that entry at the contest. So it's a bit of best of both worlds. But yeah, anyway. Ava's set off now.
I'm so sorry. I'm just really giddy. Okay. You said something, it wasn't even funny.
Okay.
Let's kick it off anyway.
Yeah.
So this first one that's coming
I want to find out what she's trying to say.
I'll tell you now when the song's on. So this is from Norway that's coming up this weekend. This is Death of Us by LZ Bay.
The devil hides between the jack and the king. A Jezebel filling space in your sheet. Am I keeping you from your issues? Laying next to you like it's nothing. When sleep no longer comes, you're spitting anger from your lungs. I know you house the sea, but there's still fun in all your jokes. I cry my little tears to save me from years of keeping it all in my head. I've made up my mind so you no longer have to deserve my love. 'cause it's been growing on me like an ivy up my sleeve, like I'm flooring now. Flowers head to my feet. Am I keeping you from your issues, from your purpose, from your grief? When sleep no longer comes, you're spitting anger from your lungs. I know you house a sea of setting suns. I made up my mind so you no longer have to deserve my love. I made up my mind and there's no coming back from the two of us. The death of us. Now I cannot listen to your heart because I'm afraid I'll stop.
Before that wolf eats my grandma, give that wolf a banana, give that wolf. And before that wolf eats my grandma, give that wolf a banana, give that wolf. Give that wolf. Before that wolf eats my grandma, give that wolf a banana, give that wolf.
I want your grandma, yum yum.
And before that wolf eats my grandma, give that wolf a banana, give that wolf. Give that wolf. Before that wolf eats my grandma, give that wolf a banana, give that wolf.
I want your grandma, yum yum.
Before that wolf eats my grandma, give that wolf a banana, give that wolf. Give that wolf.
And that was Sub Wolfer. Give that wolf a banana.
I'm so glad you said that, because every time I try to say this, like before prepping,
you have been on another level tonight of giddiness.
Oh, so funny.
Just really, really.
This is such a funny song. Like,
give that wolf a banana before it eats your grandma. Ava is off, lads. Ava's off.
Even I was fine until Connor turned my mic back on. They heard the last bit of the song.
Oh, God.
So I really hope that one's winning. It's just such good crack.
It is currently the favourite for MGP. Yeah. Death of Us is like the second. Mm-hmm. That was the favourite, and then the live performance was a bit. But yeah. We'll see. You know, we'll find out Saturday. It could be our song of the week, whatever one.
Who knows? Yes. Yeah, I really liked Death of Us.
Yeah, it's quite like dramatic.
It's very
ballad.
Much Victoria, like from last year. Do you remember with
Victoria,
her song?
Victoria, Billie Eilish kind of vibe there. So, what is...
We're so bad this week.
I'm so sorry. We're so bad.
Okay, I'll be fine after this next song.
So, our next two songs are coming from Poland's national selection, and I'm not going to try and pronounce it for the death of me, or death of us, But yeah, Poland is quite a weird country in terms of Eurovision, in terms of selecting the artists. Sometimes it's national final, sometimes it's like internally selecting, then it's like lastminute.com. Rafael de Ryde last year would be a good example. But so this is our next bunch of songs. They are Ochman called River with the song called River, and Daria with Paranoia. So
enjoy, guys.
So, oh my God, nearly choked. So we're going to kick things off with Ochman, River.
Gonna take my body down, right down, down, down to the river. Gonna take my body down. Let the water carry me away. Just float away, oh.
Wow. So that was Poland there. They're two favourites for their national finals. I much prefer Paranoia than River. I feel like that one's definitely going to win.
Yeah.
Like, I Poland are so, kind of known for their kind of poppy, like, poppy songs. They don't really, Poland don't technically do well every year. Like, they don't haven't won it yet. It's a hit or miss, yeah.
I think, like you said during the break there, you know, junior Eurovision would be their forte. Yeah. But, you know, I think this is the first time they've done a national final in a while, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, you never know. Could set them on the right path.
It could, yeah, hopefully. I'd love to see the junior Eurovision kids, like, grow up and actually
Yeah, I think, like, Polly Genova, she's not that. But, you know, her name's completely slipped me, but...
I know you're talking about...
Yeah.
So I can't think of her name either.
That's so annoying now. I can't think of her name, but... Superheroes. Vicky Gabor.
Vicky Gabor. Yes.
She is... I'd love to see her at, like, the main contest, but...
Yeah, I can really see her doing that, hopefully.
I think so, too. But
high hopes for the future.
Yeah, so that's Poland's national final. Anyway, yeah, those are the top two favourites.
Croatia next, is it?
Croatia, yes. And, of course, Dora 2022 is happening. Mm-hmm. Dora is... You know, it's infamous for its chaos, as usual. But, so which two songs are coming up, Ava?
Well, I was actually practicing the pronunciation.
That's why I sent it over to you. Because I was like, I'm not butchering those names.
So first up, we have Marko Bosnarzyk. I think I said that right. Apologies if I didn't. With his song, Molly Zanas. And afterwards, we have Mia Negovatik with Forgive Me, Oprosti. So hopefully I said that correctly. Did I?
Don't look at me. I don't know the answer.
But I thought you were looking at me like, did you say that?
I don't know. Anyways,
we'll say yes.
Here we go.
Enjoy, guys.
Progoni me zvijer, ti zoveš je strah, ja zovem je san. Pred vratima sam, borim se da uhvatim zrak. Jer jednom kad uđem u sve što je tuđe i krene da vuče nepoznat glas, ove će ruke i nijedne druge pokazati zube, moj jedini spas. Moli za nas, moli za nas. Ovdje sam led, a srce bi žal.
Stronger than pride, oh pride.
Croatia's two favourites for their national final. I wasn't mad about the second one. It was more of like a Disney song, like Greatest Showman-esque.
I agree. It was kind of, I think, you know,
it would be better as a Junior Eurovision song, I think. I can see, like, it's more of like, I don't know.
Yeah, it just kind of, it was a good song, but I think, like we said, it was about 10 years too late, maybe, mm-hmm. or it's just the wrong kind of era, but I think.
Yeah, I have high hopes for Marco, though.
Yeah,
I really liked his song. It was very, like, beautiful.
If he delivers that live, I think it'd be great, great mm-hmm. song, but we shall see.
We shall see. We'll also see for Malta.
Yes.
Coming up next. So
they're
what are
back
their two
for a national final as well. There's two songs that are the favourites, of course. They have mm-hmm. 22 songs tonight, actually, in fact. They are doing a semi-final. So
22
songs.
That's quite, like, we only did the six ourselves.
We only did the six. So they're doing 22 songs. Tonight, actually, in fact, is... it's probably on now, right now, this minute. But they are doing a semi-final. So potentially these two songs might not even get through, depending on the live. But mm-hmm. we won't know anyway. We shall see. But we have two songs. We have Emma Muscat with Out of Sight and Aiden with Ritmu. But yeah, so these are the two favourites for Malta at Eurovision 2022. Here we go.
Someday I will call you up on a Monday morning, and I'll tell you that I'm irreplaceable, cause there's no other soul like me. Oh, someday I will make you see the real woman that's inside of me, a sense of liberty. You can't take it away from me. Swimming the waves of the ocean, lost the direction to go in, trapped in the middle of nowhere. Doesn't work this way, all by myself in this moment. Got to relax and stay focused, follow the rhythm to go with. I'll be okay. Now
escape and the pain comes. How to escape from the fake world in my mind. Now you're outside.
Klimli mast ait night like art. Donnetun sebda shen kuraj. Forsi akum bodjel klem leila tunalia. Bipal o pas habiet, dortun tlift maler batterier. Forsi ek mpoġġel krim l-lejla tkun għalija. Pal, holma tanuf s-lejl, tara bissi ġbar. Al, tabbat mallin kull dejk, ta' menxie jizbar. Jek tridni ta' fejn s-sibni, jek s-seddu musen istennik. Jek tajata, jek l-mabba, s-fen ftit ma' dar ritmu. من كي يكون لبكيت من كي يكون لبين عبريتي تعفين السيبني يسفن فتيك مدى الرتمو رتمو 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 بارسا بس مش سرت اشتريني نفلم بات سرت باتيلي فو انستاتت هون دردا La 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 Dan musse mele gucci Ninja lftit nirba hungaudi Taitli tridni li topni Issa jida sa knaqseb fik Holma dan ufsa lejl Tara bissi ġbar Al tabbat mallin kurdejk Ta mersi jizbar Jek tridni ta fejn sibni Jek siddu musse nistennik Jek taja tajik li mhabba Isfen fti Ma da ritmu Min kia it muhli bkejt Min kia it krimli hbejna Fridni ta fejni sibni Isfen ftik Ma da ritmu 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 Ratatatatata Ritmu En hares fejne kundis Fnu Mas ghana ta sajfet nintil Fu Toss il-moment waqt li idejk fidejja Tares lija ritmu Inħares fajna jkun nisfnu Mas ħanna ta' sajfet nintilfu Toss il-moment waqt li idejk fidejja Tares lija Ratatatatata
And that was Ritmu by Aiden here on Eurovision Weekly. And those were the two songs competing on in Malta's Eurovision national final. It is called the Malta Eurovision Song Contest. Or wow. MESC, as okay. They're going by. But yeah, those are the two songs. And of course, there's two other semifinals happening this weekend. We have Una Voz per San Marino. That will see 19 artists competing. 9 will be qualifying from the semifinals, which has been taking place this week. And then 10 will be invited by the broadcaster, and they have been revealed already. Some of them are some well-known faces. Akil Loro, who competed in this year's Sanremo Festival, he will be entering, he will be performing on that. We also have Cristina Ramos, who some people may recognize. She was on Spain's Got Talent. She was also on America's Got Talent All-Stars, or the Champions, I think that's what it's called. But yeah, so two familiar faces there. And we also got EMA for Slovenia. 12 will be competing, and the favorite for that is Luna All In. So yeah, we shall see who wins that, but exciting times anyway. But that's the conclusion for our semi-final national finals previews.
Mm-hmm.
Ava, do you have an announcement to make?
I do have an announcement to make. I was just feeling at the Instagram there for it, so I was like, Connor, just stop. Go on his
that's why
there.
I was a stuttering fuck.
So as I mentioned last week, we have a very special event coming up next Tuesday, February 22nd, UCD is having their very own Eurovision. It is part of the multicultural reception evening that's happening in Astra Hall in the old student centre. So basically from 7 p.m. you'll be able to have tasters from different foods and drinks from different countries, from all the different societies involved. So we have like Japanese society, Arab society, Sabbath Society, and then International Student Society. Loads of societies. It's huge, huge.
It's about 9 or 10.
Yeah. Nine or ten, a lot of them, yeah. So you can come, get some free food, free drinks too, that they're also there.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 8 p.m. we will have a Eurovision concert. So excited.
So we're going to have about 8 or 9, I think, or it could be more.
8 or 9. At the moment it's 8 or 9. We've had a few people apply, but I think we're holding out to see if there's anyone else who wants to audition as well. So myself and Connor will be hosting, so please come. It'd be great, great fun.
Not nervous at all.
Not nervous at all. It's one thing to talk about the Eurovision in a small room, like
with no one else.
Just the two of us.
Do it in a room with, and have to like host it.
Like 200 people. That's gonna be.
Oh, Ava, stop.
We won't think about it till Tuesday.
Yeah. We'll think about it Wednesday.
Wednesday when it's over. Be like, when oh god, what did we say? But yeah. Yes, I'm actually uploading it on our Instagram now. There's a link in our story to get tickets. There's no limit. You can, like, as many people come, and it's free as well.
Yeah.
But just so they know, for numbers, many people are there, please just sign up.
Do register.
Yeah. So we'll have it in our link later, or in our bio later, in our link tree later. Mm-hmm. We're going to set that up. But for now, it's on our story. So please sign up there. Also, it's on all the other societies' Instagrams. So look at the SU Instagram.
And as well, if you just want to look it up on Eventbrite as well, it should be under the UCD SU as well.
So. It's going to be a great night. It's such full of fun. So please sign up. You'll have a blast.
Be good crack as well.
Good crack.
Good crack as well. Right, before we get into some of your favourite National Final songs of the year, it's time for our track of the week, Ava. Last week we went to Brividi from San Remo, Italy's 2022 entry. But who is getting the award this week, Ava?
This week is Latvia's Eurovision entry. It's called Eat Your Salad by, oh my god, how do you say
it? City Xenia, I think.
City Xenia. I love this song. It is great crack. That opening line, as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, this one's going to be great. I love this.
it's blowing up online, TikTok.
Mm-hmm. TikTok, all over my TikTok.
It's on global, the Spotify charts as well. Yeah. It's in so many countries as well.
They got 50,000 public votes in
Latvia? 50,000 public votes in Latvia. And I think it was about 20,000 between first and second in terms of that. But yeah, it's blowing up now. But shall we have a listen?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Here is our Eurovision Weekly track of the week.
Eurovision Weekly track of the week.
Instead of meat, I eat veggies and pussy. I like them both fresh, like them both juicy. I ride my bicycle to work instead of car. All of my groceries are divided by weight and stored in glass jars. Got my reusable bag, that swag, my flex, my flag. Zero waste, that is my jam, save fuel and sell your truck. The karma comes for free and so does luck. All aboard the green Titanic, let's sail the world and then cruise the Atlantic. No ice in the way, no need to panic, all the signs are there, let's go organic.
Oh, when you eat your veggies, baby, think of me.
Little kitty, don't you know that being green
exam, let's go. Get your trash can, no pick a plan and soar through it. Bend over, then jiggle that peach. You're recycling while I'm loving those cheeks. I'm a beast instead of a killer. Forget the hot dogs, cause my sausage is bigger. 3, 2, 1, all the girls go echo. If you want your man stung longer than a gecko.
Oh, when you eat your veggies, baby, think of me.
No, that being green is hot.
That is our track of the week. Sorry, we both went there.
We both went for it. Oh, I love that song. It's such a bop. It's going to do. It's going to do well. I can see it getting to the grand final.
Oh, definitely. That televote will push that through 100%. Oh my God. It's going to be chaos on stage, but we're here for it. So that is our track of the week. That is Lafayette's 2022 entry for the Eurovision Song Contest. Eat your salad.
Eat your salad.
Sorry. Eat your veggies.
So now, this one thing I love about the national finals is that you get to see all the different songs, but it's really sad to see the ones that didn't make it at all to the actual Eurovision contest. So we have a few coming up now that were part of the previous ones from this year, but sadly didn't make it. Some of them came second, third, fourth. I think one was seventh or last. So first up, we have Tara by Tanjugeras.
She was practicing it so much as well.
Can you say it, please?
Tanjugeras. And that's this was it. Benidorm Fest. And it finished third as well. But a bit of controversy with this as well because it got top marks. It was weird. It was like one third. And it got top marks in the televote and like the within jury or whatever it's called, Despor, something, I don't know. Yeah. So, anyway.
You know what we're talking about.
And then with like the special panel, it came like second last or something like that. So
it's crazy how things are just so different depending on who's voting.
And like six people accounted for like 50% of the vote or something. It was really, really strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is Tara Tanjugeras on Eurovision.
Tanjugeras. Oh, damn it.
This is Rachel Goode here, and you're going to be listening to my new single, which is I'm Loving Me for the Eurosong.
On the race to reach tomorrow, city lights turn into stripes. When I'm sending off my tears into the night. I'm
That was I'm Loving Me by Rachel Goode here on Eurovision Weekly.
I actually really liked that song.
Mm.
I feel like they could have done a bit more with the staging. I know they had such little time to like prepare for and stuff. Obviously, from our interview, saying
it's pretty limited. Like,
yeah. As I was doing a little dance there, I was like,
yeah, you're up on your feet there.
This is how I would have done this. But it's a great song.
She was up on her feet.
As always. That's it.
So what song is next, Ava?
Damn it, Connor.
We're trying to figure out the timings for songs. And we were like, oh, that was a bit too long. And then Ava was like, I was like, pick Ava.
Okay, coming up next. Sure, let's do this. This is Ciao Ciao. This is from Italy's national final.
Mm-hmm.
It's La Representante di Lista, I think.
Yeah.
That's how you pronounce it. Mm-hmm. I like this one. It's kind of good.
Yeah. And it came seventh as well, which is...
Yeah.
Fairly main to songs that are in it. Mm. It makes sense.
And
but,
of course, it was up against Mahmoud and stuff. Like, yeah, exactly. Their song was amazing.
It's exactly.
A competition.
Here we go. Here's Churchill.
Come stai, bambina? Dove vai stasera? Che paura intorno, è la fine del mondo. Sopra la rovina sono una regina. Mamma, non so cosa salvare. Sono pezzi, già mi manchi. Occhi dolci, cuori infranti. Che spavento come il vento. Questa terra sparirà nel silenzio della crisi generale. Ti saluto con amore.
Ciao. That was really good. I love that. It's really...
What a bop.
Really summer bop. I love it.
Proper is. But yeah, that is the end of our show for Super Saturday Preview and National Final favorite, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, that was the end of our show. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Don't forget to head over to our Instagram and other of the UCD societies to get your ticket for the special Eurovision Multicultural Reception Evening, which is taking place this Tuesday, the 22nd of February.
It's going to be so much fun. Great crack, free food, and of course, a Eurovision show. I don't see how you could ever miss that.
Yeah, like, how dare you?
How dare you not show up?
Exactly, yeah. So get your tickets for that one. As usual, you can contact us and follow us on social media. You can get in contact on Instagram at Eurovision Weekly, Twitter at EuroWeeklyUCD, and you can email us EurovisionWeekly@gmail.com.
You got it right this time, well done.
Thank God, thank God. Ava, what is closing our show this evening?
So, closing our show this week is one of Norway's songs from National Final. It is Titans by Vilde, I think that's
Vilde,
how you say
yeah,
it.
I think so.
Yeah, they're... their national finals a bit different. They do like duels between each other until they like get to the top in the last two. She lost. She won the first, the golden duel, was it?
Yeah, so in her heat, she won the first duel, and then the gold duel, she lost out. But unfortunately, but it's a good song.
It's good. It's quite perfect. It's a good song to end on. We were going to end on a ballad, but then we decided to go for this one. It's way more
uplifting.
Uplifting.
Yeah.
Anyways, good night, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you get your tickets.
Yeah. Definitely.
Ciao.
And also you can catch up on podcasts wherever you get your podcasts as usual, but from myself and Ava.
Ciao.
Looking over my shoulder, out into the darkness. Am I too paranoid? I guess it's irrational. Always ready to run if I'm walking alone. Am I the only one facing the madness? Feeling this anxious. Heartbeat racing, I feel naked and I hate it.
On Belfield FM, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Or listen whenever, wherever you get your podcasts.
Eurovision Weekly.